Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Carrington here, Rob here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. We are going to talk a little college basketball here in the 5 o'clock hour. Also talk some NFL. Certainly a lot to get into in the show in the 5 o'clock hour. So I think in order to properly have the Darren Peterson conversation, you have to play what Bill Self said yesterday regarding their number one recruit. This is a player that has come in with more hype than any KU player that I can remember, certainly on this side of Andrew Wiggins. So it's understandable, certainly now in this NIL era, hey, we've done what we were supposed to do. We have donated. We have raised the money. We did everything we could to help you guys get back on track after a disappointing year. We paid for Darren Peterson. Why are we not getting a chance to watch Darren Peterson? This was the update yesterday from the Hall of Fame coach.
He has practiced, and he's gone up and down. The hesitancy I have is that before we'll announce anything, is he has to test out medically from a strength and flexibility standpoint, and we'll know that in the morning. So still no answer, but we'll be able to say something definitively in the morning.
If he's able to play, like, is there any thought in your mind of starting, not starting? Does that matter to you?
That matter, but if he plays, he's starting.
This was the statement today. So that was yesterday, which maybe it is my fault. Because when I heard that yesterday, I thought that it meant that Darren Peterson was going to play today. He's practicing with the team. So if you're practicing with the team, you're doing all of the basketball responsibilities. You're running, you're jumping, you're rebounding. You are preparing to play. That's why you practice. Well, then today, when it's game time and KU plays in 3 hours against a top five team in college basketball at home, here's the statement. Quote, Darren is not going to play tonight. He is very close. He is working his butt off, but he's still not 100%. He is day to day. This is just my advice. And maybe your thought is going to be, well, we don't need your advice. You cheer for Missouri, and that's perfectly fine. If I'm Bill Self tomorrow, this is what I say. Darren Peterson is out indefinitely while we try to figure out what his injury is. When we have an update, we'll give it to you. We are doing everything we can to get him back on the court. But right now, we don't have an update. Because what I think has been created by the way that this has been marketed, the way that it has been messaged is, they make you think that Darren Peterson is close. And maybe Darren Peterson is close, but at some point it's kind of a, hey, I'm going to stop falling for this. I thought he was going to play in the Duke game. I think all of us thought that he was going to play in the Duke game. Then they had the games that happened in Las Vegas. He didn't play in that one. All right, another week has passed. We're not talking about this being a 1-2 week thing. Darren Peterson hasn't played in a game in a month. So if the plan is, well, we don't need him for these non-con games. Let's have him ready for conference play. Just say that he's out indefinitely. You don't have an update. And when you have an update, you'll let us know. But the day-to-day, back to forth, the updates, the hope, I think it is hurting everybody in this. And I think this is where colleges have to kind of change the way that we discuss these things. You didn't really have to give up-to-the-minute updates before when it came to college because the coach just had so much power. But in a day where the fan base is directly paying the athletes due to these NIL collectives, man, I think you owe people a little bit more explanation than what you are getting right now with Darren Peterson. He is very close, but he's not 100%. He's day-to-day. Well, what does that mean? Is he going to play on Sunday? Like, it just continues you asking the same question each and every day with Darren Peterson. Just stop it. He's out indefinitely. We don't have a timetable right now. When we have a timetable, we'll let you know. And then when you're ready to give a Darren Peterson update, don't let us know that he's close. He's playing tonight. That's all anybody cares about is when is he is going to play. I don't know how much you guys care how close he is to playing. It don't matter if you're close, but you're still sitting in street clothes on the bench. When are you going to get on the court? Now, if you look at KU's schedule, and I do think that Darren Peterson is going to play eventually for Kansas. I just think some of the back and forth for the last month just could have quite simply been avoided. They play UConn today. We obviously have our answer. They play Missouri on Sunday. So we're going to ask the exact same question here coming up over the next couple of days. Is Darren Peterson going to play against Missouri? If he is not going to play against Missouri, I just would sit him down for the rest of December. They got three games after Missouri in December, and then it's Christmas break. They have three games left. They go on the road and play NC State. They then have Towson and Davidson at home. You don't need them against Towson. You don't need them against Davidson. At the very first of the year, they have their first conference game. So if he can't play on Sunday against Missouri, which is a very important game to KU fans, a very important game to the boosters, and the same people that are paying all of this money for Flory and Bryson Tiller and Council and all of these guys, man, if Darren Peterson ain't playing in that game, just sit him down. Sit him down for 2 months. KU will be fine. They'll manage. And they've already had a great non-con, I think. Going on the road in Vegas and handling business the way that they did, you got to feel real optimistic if you're a KU fan. This KU team is so much more refreshing to watch than last year's team. Last year's team was a drag. It was a drag to me, and I want to see Kansas lose in these games. I got tired of watching Kansas basketball last year. This team is fun. They're cohesive. They play together. Where in some ways, I would say, by you continuing this day-to-day conversation, it takes some of the focus off the current team and who's there and continues the conversation about him. So I try to stay out of KU business. I try to leave KU alone. But, Rob, this was a game that you and I had circled. I did think that Darren Peterson was going to play. I was looking for tickets this morning because I wanted to go to this game. Wait, Peterson's back. It's basically his home opener. They're playing a top-five team. I'll go to this game. I don't mind going to watch this game. Man, when Darren Peterson, when I read that, I exited out of FanDuel and StubHub so quickly. I'm not going to this basketball game. I'll happily watch this game at home on television. You got tickets to this game. You were hoping that Darren Peterson was going to play. What do you make of this news?
So I think, first and foremost, I am, as a fan going to the game tonight, disappointed. Also, only hardcore basketball fans care about this. UConn's without their best player tonight either. Terrace Reed is going to not play. John Rothstein just tweeted that out. So
Official.
So the two best players in the game are going to be in street clothes tonight.
I mean,
so
that means Flory should eat then because because Terrace Reed's their big guy.
Yeah, he's a very good center. He's averaging 15 tonight. Like, as a fan, a lot of the juice and energy is kind of out of the game when Darren doesn't play, and then you get the extra body blow of, oh, UConn's best player is also in street clothes tonight. So as a fan, it sucks. I also think, and this is a college sports problem, and they got to figure out a way to fix this, but we live in a world now where we treat all player injuries like it is some massive conspiracy that the player is upset with his NIL, or he's just looking to go pro, or he doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to risk injury. We are always just, you know, we're pulling yarn on the cork board. Like, oh, look, this and this and that. Sometimes players are just hurt. And with Darren Peterson, I understand why people are worried or concerned or jump these things. It's soft tissue. It's like a broken bone or something. It's a hamstring.
I'm with you. But to me, though, this is where I think it's different. And someone on the text line asked the question that I have. Is he hurt or is he injured? Everybody understands if you're injured, you can't go. Everybody gets that. Peterson was injured, but it sounds to me like Darren Peterson. So if the expectation is Darren Peterson has to be 100%, he ain't playing on Sunday then. He ain't playing on Sunday, because if you weren't good enough to play on Tuesday, you are not now magically healed in the next 3-4 days where you are 100%. So if that is the only metric to get Darren Peterson on the court, he ain't playing in a while. So that's why I think the question is, are you hurt or are you injured? And I think the way that KU has spun it and the way the messaging has been is that Darren Peterson is hurt right now and somebody is choosing for him not to play. Whether it is Bill Self, whether it is his parents, his handler, his agent, whether it is Darren Peterson himself. That is how it sounds to me. It sounds to me like Darren Peterson could play in these games if he wanted to, but because he has so much riding in his future and I'm not 100% and I'm not willing to chance it, I'm not going to play. That's how it comes off to me.
I don't think you're wrong to ask that question, but I think people ask that question because of what the injury is. It was a soft tissue injury. And this exists across all sports. I'll use baseball for an example, because he's a lot of hamstring pulls in baseball. Lorenzo Cain was notable for always having a hamstring injury. People questioned, hey, is he hurt or is he injured? Because it's not an injury we see. Broken leg, you know, what? Like Isaiah Pacheco got hurt last year in the Bengals game. We all saw it. Hey, he has a broken leg. We understand what that means. Soft tissue is kind of about pain management and, you know, what's your threshold. So I understand how people jump to that, but I think people jump to that strictly because of what the injury is. If he had a broken ankle, no one is saying anything. If he had a sprained ankle, no one is saying anything. It's because of what the injury is. People ask that question.
You're right, but I think it's, and I understand the analogy you're making. If he had a broken ankle, they also wouldn't be playing this day-to-day game. He wouldn't be practicing either.
You're right. It's imperfect.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying
a sprained ankle, they would be playing this game.
I think part of it is Darren Peterson has been doing basketball stuff with him. And if you can do basketball stuff with him, why can't you do basketball stuff with him for the part that we played? It is not like Darren Peterson hasn't been playing basketball during this. They have told us that. Hey, he practiced yesterday. I'm assuming when you play basketball, you're running, you're jumping, you're cutting, you're getting rebounded. People are hitting you. So you can do a 2-hour practice, but you can't give us 25 minutes on Tuesday. That's where I think a lot of the frustration is coming from. But that frustration, it pales in comparison to the frustration that K-State fans are feeling right now when it comes to their head coach.
You know, like I open every one of these, I'm blessed to do what I do. I'm grateful to my Lord and Savior that I have the chance to do this. Don't feel very blessed right now. Pretty pissed off and ready to get to practice tomorrow morning.
K-State fans, I want to tell you that I come in peace. I really do. I really come in peace. It's bad. It's bad right now. I don't think this Jerome Tang thing is going to work. And I'm not telling you something that I don't think you already know. I think you guys like clearly know this when it comes to him. I don't think this is going to work. This is why. If you're 5-3 right now and you got a big time loss to Bowling Green, you don't have any great non-con wins. It's not like K-State just been running through the non-con and they got a couple of big wins. Now they got a chance to get a pretty decent one here coming up in a couple of weeks. They go on the road to Creighton. That's a good win. You go on the road and beat Creighton. That's a good win, but you don't really have a great non-con and you got a bad non-con loss. They got beat by 16 at home by Bowling Green. They never led in the game. Not once at home. You're telling me you didn't get a 2-0. You didn't get a 4-2. Nothing. You didn't lead at any point in the game. At any of the 40 minutes, you didn't have a lead over Bowling Green, and they ran you off the floor at the crib. You then go to Big 12 play. You want to hear how their Big 12 starts? BYU at Arizona, at Arizona State. Those are their first three games. They also play Kansas. They also play Iowa State. They go on the road and play Houston. They go on the road and play Texas Tech. I mean, it's going to be a gauntlet in this league, and you know it. So K-State's going to be in the exact same place they were last year. Bubble team on the other side, wrong side of the bubble. If you miss the NCAA tournament this year, you're not coming back. They've already given you 2 years of missing the tournament. You knew going into it you were on the hot seat. I do think the fans have the right where now these colleges are asking for more and more donations. They're asking for more and more money to pour in the name, image, and likeness. Where do you think that money is coming from? It's coming from us. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from the Williams Fund, Rob. You are helping pay for the NIL that they're playing for these players. And when you're asking for all of this money and ticket prices keep going up, man, people want what they paid for. And Jerome Tang, you ain't giving it to them. You're getting beat by 16 right in front of your boosters, right in front of your donors, right in front of your base. And now you think you're going to turn it around and be a top 6-7 team in the Big 12? I haven't talked to anybody at K-State. I haven't talked to Derek Young. I haven't talked to Tim Fitzgerald. Got great respect for those guys over there. My advice to them would be I would start working on a coaching search and start figuring out who that short list is right now, because we are about 90 days away from that with K-State basketball and them finding out who their next head coach is going to be. It ain't going to work for Jerome Tang. As bad as you want it to work, it ain't going to work.
I do have mixed feelings about Jerome Tang, because on a professional level, Jerome Tang has been really good to this show. Like,
I like Jerome a lot.
I remember when Jerome went to the Elite Eight, I was mad. I was like, that's a good dude who I think can coach basketball, and he's at my rival school. This sucks. Like, I remember having that sensation with Jerome Tang. But basically, since Marquise Noel left campus, Jerome Tang has done nothing in Manhattan other than go get money from boosters. Like, if you read the reporting and the podcast, and you kind of go down a K-State rabbit hole, and I'm not asking people to do this, but if you go down a K-State rabbit hole, it feels like Jerome Tang was doing everything he could to get every dime. And sometimes the athletic department was like, yo, what are you doing? That was the sense you get. And they are not getting good ROI at all. I mean, PJ Haggerty can score, but I mean, if you go 15-19 with a dude who averages 29 a night, who cares?
For like sure.
Coleman Hawkins, I thought was a good player, and at times looked like a good player, but he was busy beefing on Twitter with fans, and they go 15-17. So yeah, who cares?
K-State fans have certainly done it. Someone on the text line says we can't even afford to hire him. If there is one message you should always know about college athletics, if they want you fired, they will come up with the money. We see that happen time and time again. I'm looking at it right now. Jerome Tang buyout is going to be $18 million. At the end of the season, they will figure out a way to come up with that $18 million. Trust me. They always come up with it. They always come up with it. They will go to somebody who makes a lot of money in K-State, somebody who has a little cornfield, somebody who has a little bit of oil money, and they will get exactly what they need to get him out of there. And that person will want him out of there. That's the way college athletic works. I understand it's basketball and not football. You saw what happened with Brian Kelly. You saw what happened with James. We don't care how much the buyout is. Look at what happened at Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher. We don't want him to be our coach anymore. So you tell us how much it is, we'll put our hat together, and we'll come up with the money to get him out of here. Jerome Tang better make the NCAA tournament. If they don't make the tournament, no ifs, ands, or buts, I don't care if your best player gets hurt. If you go 3 straight years and not make the NCAA tournament at a Power 4 university where they have given you the NIL money to go get talent, if you don't make it, Jerome Tang will be either calling games next year for ESPN Network, or he is going to be on somebody's bench as an assistant coach. That is the way that this is trending for them. All right, Rob, let's get to the Chiefs and the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Character Stars hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University. The first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, let's play this. I want to play this for Matt Verderan. We had him on the show earlier today. I told you guys that my theme for the Chiefs is going to be pressure and penalties. Those are two things that the Chiefs need to fix if they're going to turn this thing around. I'm sorry, you don't make the playoffs if you don't get pressure on the other team's quarterback. Yes, having the best quarterback in the National Football League is really important. Getting to the other team's quarterback is almost equally as important. And the Chiefs, they have one half of that equation completely solved. If they miss the playoffs, it will not be because they are not good enough at quarterback. It will be because they are not good enough at disrupting the other team's quarterback. They haven't had a sack in 2 weeks. Think about that. In 2 weeks. So you got three legitimate quarterbacks left. You got Bo Nix, Justin Herbert, and CJ Stroud. You can't get one sack in those three games and tell me you're going 3-0 in those games. That ain't the way that it works. So, number one, pressure. You have to focus on pressure. And number two, very obviously, the penalties. You cannot continue to shoot yourself in the foot, because the offensive pass interference that takes the touchdown off the board, that could be the difference in you making or missing the postseason. The Juwan Taylor penalty, the hole, the illegal procedure, the illegal formation, that could be the reason why you miss the playoffs. Pressure and penalties. That's all I'm preaching this week.
Dallas, look, I respected Dallas, but I figured it'd be a game the Chiefs will find a way. And you watch that game, they just can't do anything. I mean, the biggest problem the Chiefs have, they just cannot get a pass rush at all. And that's brutal when you're paying, what, $55 million a year between Jones and Karlaftis, and you can't do anything? And it's not really because of those two guys. I mean, look, Jones would like to have more sacks. Karlaftis has been hit and miss at times. But it's everybody else. I mean, do you know Mike Dan this year has four tackles? His four tackles. Played, I think, 11 games. That's impossible. Like, you're in the defensive line. Somebody just runs into you five times a year. You have five tackles. Amenahu's done nothing. Gelati's done nothing. And Norman Lott, of course, is hurt. Like, they just – and that's the thing. These next 2 weeks, they're playing bad offensive lines. I have no idea if the Chiefs can take advantage of it or if they're just going to lose these games because these are the 2 weeks that Houston and the Chargers can protect and Stroud and Herbert just light them up.
Four tackles from Mike Dana is borderline theft. I'm serious. It is borderline theft. He has four tackles? Four this season. The Chiefs, to me, have... There are two pathways for them fixing the defensive issues that they have. They have two. They have to get more pressure with their front four. And if you don't trust them to get more pressure with their front four, and I don't fault you if you don't, they have to start getting much more creative and much more aggressive and willing to take chances when it comes to blitzes. That pressure has to come from somewhere. It has to. And you got to take chances. And sometimes you will leave corners one-on-one in an island and they can possibly get burned in that way. That is the gamble that you take. But if you're not going to be a defense that really takes the football away, and we know that's not what this defense is, they're not a defense that forces fumbles, they're not a defense that has a lot of interceptions and takes the football away, then you got to get a sack on third down that doesn't count as a turnover, but forces them to punt the ball and then gives you the football. You got to be better at that if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't want to make it seem like there's no way they can beat Houston. I am picking Houston to win this game. I just think Houston is strong where Kansas City is weak right now, and I think that Houston is playing a better brand of football than Kansas City. But I'm not going to come at this like the Chiefs have no chance of winning, and I also don't think that Houston runs away from Kansas City. This ends up being the exact same game that we've been watching now for the last month. This game is really close in the last 6 minutes of the game, and it comes down to, can Kansas City avoid a big mistake? We all know when those situations happen. On Thursday, the Chiefs, they were down four. They had the ball at the end of the first half. They had the ball at the beginning of the second half. They don't score. It comes down to those kinds of things. I do not disagree with Andy Reid. This is a team that's one or two plays away. How do you make those one or two plays? You're usually going to make them because, A, your quarterback is amazing, or your defense has to get off the field. That, for the most part, has been the one or two plays. It's been a turnover from your offense, more specifically your quarterback, or it has been you couldn't get home on third down, and now this third and 15 is now first down because the Broncos got a 20-yard pass down the middle of the field. Penalties and pressure. That is what this team needs to focus on in the remaining five-game stretch. If you do that, and this team starts to get pressure on the other team's quarterback and limits the mistakes and penalties, they can easily turn this thing around. They got three home games. Three home games are right now the checklist. It doesn't matter about the division. It doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. The Chiefs got to go 3-0 in three home games against three good football teams. If you're a playoff team, you got to prove to us you're a playoff team. You got a chance to prove that against three teams that are likely going to the postseason. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive. We'll get back to college basketball. Missouri plays tonight. Kansas plays tonight. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. So I want to play for you guys what John Fanta had to say. He covers college basketball for NBC Sports. We'll go through each of the three local schools, and then we'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in just a bit. So we asked John Fanta about the Darren Peterson situation. Here's what he said.
There's parts of his game that remind me of Kobe Bryant. I mean, that's how highly I think of Darren. I think Darren makes Kansas a Final Four contender. But what I make of it is it's December 2nd. He does have a lingering hamstring injury. They don't want to risk anything that then would cause Darren to miss more time and more important games. I mean, this is an important game, but let's face it, if Kansas were to not win tonight, it's not doomsday or anything. UConn could win the national championship. I think they're a top three team in the country. So, it's obviously unfortunate for the game, but I know a lot of people have different feelings. Here's the deal, folks. He could be picked number one in the draft. You know, I think he's going to go top three. Any little nick, any little bruise right now, it's not March Madness. Right now, they're going to be precautionary and not force it. And that's what I think is happening.
All right, Rob, I'm curious as a KU fan, I'll give you this pie chart. What percentage of blame do you think goes to Bill Self? What percentage of blame do you think goes to Darren Peterson? What percentage do you think it goes to maybe people around Darren Peterson? A father, an agent, there's always people involved. If you're the number one overall pick, it ain't just you. There's a team around you at this point. He's had an Adidas deal since he was a junior in high school. So we're talking about a very, very prominent prospect. What percentage of it, how would you break it down between those three entities?
That's a good question. I would say the majority to me falls on Bill Self, because I think one of the problems with this whole injury snafu is the messaging around it. Because remember, it started as cramps. Oh, he's got cramps. He's good, though. And then it was, oh, it's a hamstring strain, but he'll be back soon. And then it was, he's day-to-day, and now it's been 3 weeks. So I think the majority of the pie chart falls on Self. I think the next part would be, I don't want to say Darren's fault, but it's the fault of the sport, the NIL world, all those things where people like to jump to conclusions and make, you know, wide-ranging, oh, he's definitely sitting out to protect his status, that type of thing. I think it's just those two entities gobble up the majority of the pie. But I do agree with you. We opened the show with this. Catch up the podcast page. If Bill Self's messaging had been better from the jump, or if they had said it's a hamstring strain as opposed to cramps the jump, I don't think people would be reacting the way they are now. But I think the messaging has been bad. So the majority of the blame falls on Self to me.
Here's John Fanta. He covers college basketball for NBC Sports. Let's just go down the line. Here's John Fanta talking about K-State and how their season feels like it could be on the brink.
You have the bankroll that Kansas State has. Kansas State has money, and they've got people with deep pockets. And in basketball, they've given some players amounts of money that other programs have not been able to match. So So, you know, when I look at Kansas State, I mean, to get pushed around on your home court by a Mid-American Conference team, that cannot happen. It cannot happen under any circumstances. And Jerome, you know, I'll give him credit for this. I mean, he took full accountability last night, so that was embarrassing. Well, they better respond on Saturday, because you're right. If you lose to Seton Hall at home on Saturday, the pressure just, it triples, because now you've had a nightmare week. You've taken four consecutive losses, and you just took a loss to Bowling Green, and then you would be taking a loss to a team that was picked to finish dead last in the Big East, a team that is improved. But if you can't get off the mat on Saturday, then what happens is your locker room starts to come into question, and then this thing could blow up.
So K-State this weekend, they play Seton Hall at home. I mean, you would have to look at that as being a coin flip kind of game. When we're talking about two known programs, K-State certainly doesn't deserve to be a big-time favorite right now over any team right now in college basketball. So, I mean, that's a big-time game, especially when you lost three in a row. You built up a lot of goodwill. Their win against Mississippi State bought them a lot of goodwill. People were very optimistic about them. I mean, those two losses to Nebraska and Indiana are not bad losses. Indiana is a ranked team on the road. Nebraska, they're off to a hot start. They look like they could possibly make the NCAA tournament. If this team was 6-2, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It was laying an egg at home to Bowling Green, in which you got beat by 16 and you never led in the game. So Kansas plays tonight. They got a game against UConn. Missouri also goes on the road to play Notre Dame. We had John Fanta on the show. He's a believer in Mark Mitchell.
I mean, I like the way that this team is playing. And I think when you look at how they've played thus far, I mean, their ability to play through Mark Mitchell. Mark Mitchell's having a year where he could be a sleeper to be an All-American. I mean, there's not a lot of players that are averaging 17, 6, 4 assists per game, 65% from the floor. He's been tremendous for them. And you know, I thought we would see this from Coach Gates this season. To what degree, I don't know if I would have had them starting the season at 8-0. But, you know, to me, you look at what he's done. And he has done a really good job of getting a roster with a nice blend of playmaking guards, whether it be Jacob Cruz, who's in his fifth year of college basketball, his second year with the program. Retention is everything in college hoops. He was able to retain him. You get Sebastian Mack from UCLA, who's been tough. And, you know, guys, Notre Dame, the thing about Notre Dame is they're going to have a bit of a matchup problem trying to match up with Mark Mitchell. Like, Mark Mitchell, to me, is the most dynamic player on the floor in that game.
So that was John Fanta going through each of the three local schools. I mean, the gimme games for Missouri are just about over. They go on the road and play Notre Dame. They play Kansas on Sunday at T-Mobile Center. They got two gimme games right before the Illinois game. They play Alabama State and Bethune-Cookman. Missouri's going to win both of those games. And Rob, listen to this. Listen to their, they have a stretch of five games. Illinois, Florida, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Auburn. So
yikes, that's a stretch.
This stretch for Missouri, where you've been beaten up on Prairie View and South Dakota and South Carolina State, it's been fun. They've played one test so far. They played Minnesota at home. They beat them by 23. That's a Big Ten team. It's go time now. The same way that this week is very important for Kansas with UConn, and then you obviously play Missouri, exact same way. You go on the road to play your first road game, your first true road test of the year if you're Missouri. And then you got a neutral site game against a ranked opponent, against a rival, against a team that is a slight favorite against you. I already saw the odds. Kansas is a 2-point favorite for Saturday. So Vegas thinks it's a coin flip kind of game. It's a rivalry game. Anything is obviously possible. Anything can happen in that game coming up on Sunday. We'll obviously cover that more as the week progresses. We did this earlier in the show. I just want you guys to hear the teams that Rob actually believes in.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
So, Rob, let's go through very quickly the teams that are in the AFC, and let's find out who you like and who you don't like. Let's start at the top. Let's start with the New England Patriots. I placed a bet earlier today on the Patriots. I placed a bet on them to win the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl, but you know, you can start to chip away at it. You can start to hedge a little bit as the season progresses. I think they're going to end up being the one seed. I think they're going to win their first round game. They get to the AFC Championship game. We'll kind of see where I'm at. We see how I feel about them going into it. So the Patriots right now, I have them in the circle of trust. Don't really know why you would have them outside the circle. I imagine you're there as well.
100%. No need to have any further thing. Let's move on to the next team.
Denver.
No.
Jacksonville.
No. Too many questions for both those teams at quarterback. Inconsistent quarterback play.
Baltimore.
Yes. Just barely.
You didn't say it very you didn't say it with a lot of confidence. You kind of gave me you didn't really say it with a lot of fervor.
A lot of hesitation, but yes. Do I believe Lamar Jackson can get back to looking like Lamar Jackson? Yes. And if so, Harbaugh plus Jackson is a problem. So yes.
Chargers.
No, there's not healthy enough.
Colts.
If they get healthy, maybe, because coach quarterback.
Yeah. Colts.
No, health of their quarterback plus Daniel Jones is regressing back into Daniel Jones.
Buffalo.
Yes, because I think when they play at their best, they're as good as anyone in the AFC. Coach quarterback again, but another team where there's just a lot of inconsistency, but I'll take track record.
Can't stop a nosebleed either. That's going to be a problem for them.
I mean,
defense is going to be a problem.
They stopped the Steelers, but that everyone does that.
I mean, right now, that 2-7 matchup between Denver and Buffalo, that's going to be a tight one between Denver and Buffalo.
If ESPN
that's
what we end is up licking their chops to get that one on Monday night.
Houston.
No.
I'm a Houston believer.
I'm selling Houston for now. I don't. Their offense, again, inconsistency at quarterback. I think C.J. Stroud has a chance during this stretch here to really lock in and look like the guy we saw at Ohio State and we thought he could be in year two, but inconsistency, no.
Are the Chiefs in your circle of trust right now?
If the Chiefs get in the postseason, they are the one of the more dangerous
teams. I'm not right now. Right now as we sit here, are the Chiefs inside your circle?
Yes.
You're doing the tech. Oh, well, if they can get hot and go down the no.
Yes.
Right now, on December 2nd, the Chiefs are your circle of trust.
The way you feel about the Texans, how I feel about the Chiefs.
You're picking the Chiefs on Sunday, which kind of surprises me. I feel like you've been hinting that you're off the bandwagon.
This is, what is it? This is Custer's last stand. It's either.
How many last chances they get?
I mean, they're 1-1 in them, so.
I'm just asking, how many last chances are you giving the Chiefs? This is the third last chance you've given them.
I mean, to be fair, everyone's given them at least two last chances. This is it. I'm believing that after a mini bye, they're going to bow up, and that D-line will take care of business against a really bad O-line. But if we're doing the show Monday and the Chiefs lost 24, I don't care what the score is, it's going to be 2-0. If they lost the Texans, we'll be having a funeral for their season on this show because it's over.
Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I haven't heard you mention the Bengals. They still have a chance. They absolutely have a chance. I mean, they only really have one chance. They have to win their division, and they can only win it at 9-8. So I'm not eliminating them by any means. They just got to win these next 2 weeks. They play Buffalo and Baltimore back-to-back weeks. They win those two games, happy to have a conversation about Cincinnati. And with their three remaining games, they are absolutely in play to win the AFC North. I mean, you got to go 5-0 down the stretch in order to win your division at 9-8. You just need a lot of things to go right. You also need the Ravens to just falter down the stretch. The Ravens also have to go 9-8, and you have the tiebreaker against them, because in that scenario, you would have won both of the games. So I'm not here to completely eliminate them from the conversation. It's just going to be tough for Cincinnati to do it, because in the same conversation that we're having about the Chiefs, they just don't have any margin of error left on their schedule.
I mean, I think the Bengals are cooked. I just think, you know, whether it's Joe Flacco or Jake Browning or whatever happened early in the season, man, the Bengals keep every year being so bad out of the gate. I don't think they have enough left to go out and win. I also think their defense is bad. Like, I understand why people are putting them in the hunt category, but I'm not buying with them. If the Bengals do it, I'll look like an idiot maybe, but the Bengals just feel dead in the water to me.
Last thing I want to talk about before we get out of here, and we haven't had a lot of time to talk about it today. Did you guys see the hit that Jaxson Dart took last night on Monday Night Football? That to me felt like a message from all the defensive players in the National Football League. If you remember, Jaxson Dart was warned about this during his quarterback camp with John Gruden. John Gruden told him, hey, if you want to protect your body, you got to start getting out of bounds. You can't keep doing this. He has not listened to any of that advice. He continues to stay in bounds. And yesterday, in a completely legal hit, you are still in bounds. A defensive player finally took the opportunity. Hey, you need to listen to the advice and start getting out of bounds. It is for your safety, for your protection. If you want to be a runner and you want to be a running back, we are going to hit you like you are a running back. And boy, it has been a while since we have seen a quarterback leave the pocket and take that kind of hit. And then he meets with the media. You know, they say, oh, man, I've got to play my game. Well, your game is stupid. Your game is not a game that you're going to play for a decade. That's not a game you play for 12 years as the quarterback for the Giants. And that is a game that eventually you end up missing more time than you are on the field. You got to hear this message if you're Jaxson Dart. You're too important to what they're trying to do and how they're trying to turn things around. They need you next season. You got to take this message. If you're Jaxson Dart, you got to start figuring out a way to get out of bounds. I'm going to tell you an NFL take that I've been coming around on. The Giants should offer up a trade to go get Mike Tomlin. If this Pittsburgh team ends up missing the postseason, and I think they are, if this Pittsburgh team ends up missing the playoffs, I don't think Tomlin comes back. I think the relationship between fan, coach, and team, I think is fractured. When they're chanting, fire you, in the middle of the game, and we know the conversation around Pittsburgh has been, this guy's not good enough, this guy's not good enough, get him out of here, get him out of here. I think Mike Tomlin's going somewhere else at the end of the season if things play out the way that I predict they are going to play out. I think it's just time for Pittsburgh to start over. Hey, you got a chance next year at a new quarterback, a new head coach, a breath of fresh air. You got a chance to start over if you're Pittsburgh. I think they're going to take it. And if you're the Giants, what's stopping you from offering up something? You already don't have a head coach. I mean, I think Mike Tomlin, for what you guys need, trying to establish a culture, you're going to turn things around quick. You already have a good foundation. You got a quarterback. You got Cam Scataboo coming back. You got Malik Nabers coming back. You're going to have another high draft pick. You got defensive line pieces. Man, Mike Tomlin going over and taking over the Giants job, to me, makes a whole lot of sense. I don't know what Mike Tomlin would be worth from a draft pick compensation standpoint, but put me in the camp of, I think it just makes too much sense on both sides. I think the Giants need Mike Tomlin. I also think Mike Tomlin needs to get out of Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh wants him out of there. I think the stars are going to align on this thing, and I think the Giants are going to have a really, really good chance to hit a home run when it comes to head coach next year.
I understand the idea of trading guarantees you get him, so I understand that's the answer to this. But if I'm the Giants, don't I wait to see the Steelers just fire him? Like, think about we had Mike Florio on the show, everyone's favorite, a few weeks ago, and he talked about how the Patriots got very lucky that Mike Vrabel got fired and they were able to snatch him up. If you're the Giants, why am I trading a draft pick for a guy that might get canned anyway? I mean, we've never, ever, ever in his tenure seen the fan base chant for him to get fired. He got that chanted at him Sunday night. I understand that by trading for him, you guarantee him. If I'm the Giants, I might wait and see if the Steelers just can him outright and see if you can luck into him for no draft pick compensation at all, because the heat on Mike Tomlin is more than we've ever seen.
Someone on the text line says, but CDOT, you got to give Dart some credit. He got back up and started acting like nothing happened. He walks the walk. I'm just telling you. We all know your quarterback repeatedly taking hits like that. You've already missed a game with the concussion protocol. I forgot who was it. It was Dan Patrick. I was reading a quote earlier today where he was like, man, there's no value in proving you're a tough guy at quarterback. You know what being a tough guy is? Playing in all 17 games. That's being a tough guy in the National Football League. So yeah, I get it. This is how Jackson Dart has always played football. Yeah, you could do that when you were in high school. You could do that a little bit when you were in the SEC. Bro, you're not in the SEC anymore. And these dudes, especially if you want to make it a point to show how tough you are, them dudes on defense are going to show you. He got knocked off his feet yesterday. I just wouldn't want my quarterback to keep taking those hits. My brother, you got to start moving out of bounds. Right now, it's about you got to live to play another down is what you need to be focused on if you're Jackson Dart and staying on the field. All right, we had a lot of fun. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of college basketball as well. We'll also start the transition and getting you ready for the Chiefs and Texans. Patrick Mahomes will be on the show tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.